Part of the deal announced yesterday, of course, gives a pay rise to hundreds of thousands of workers. Minimum wage is on the way up. The promise is $20 an hour by 2020. That equates to $41,000 a year. So what impact does it have? Chief Economist for the New Zealand Initiative, Eric Crampton, is back with us. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Does it kill jobs or not?
It'll kill some jobs, yeah. The numbers that we've got on it, MB does an annual review of what's going on with the minimum wage when they make the recommendations, and they throw out a few different scenarios. So if we were to look at a $20 minimum wage in 2021, which is what Labor's forecast, if we assume that wage growth would otherwise just be continuing at the average pace for median wages, that'll be taking us to about a 73% a minimum wage that's about 73% of the median. That's a lot higher than it's currently being targeted. So now they're targeting about two-thirds of the median wage. Economists worry about that ratio because the higher the minimum wage gets relative to the median, the more likely it is to throw people out of work. So if we were to look at MB's numbers, a $20 minimum wage in 2021 would be about the same effect as a $17.50 minimum wage today. If we look at MB's reckoning, that would be about 15,000 fewer jobs than we'd otherwise have, and net cost to the government of about $125 million.
So, what about the argument that we can't live on $16 an hour and it's only fair?
Well, if you want to help poor workers, and that's a defensible argument, the better way to do it is through working for families. So some work by Gail Pacheco and Tim Maloney over at AUT was showing that relatively few minimum wage workers actually live in households that are in the bottom three deciles. Only about 40% of minimum wage workers were there. If you want to target money to those who are worst off, you need to be looking at household income transfers, adjusting for the number of kids. That means working for families, not minimum wage hikes.
Does it flow to every other wage? If you start paying minimum 20, does everybody else ask for a pay rise and therefore the whole wage bill goes up right across the economy?
Well, if we look through MB's figures again, we might figure that inflation would be about 0.2 or 0.3 percentage points higher than it otherwise would be on this kind of an increase. There will be some flow through, and especially with such a big jump coming through, there'll be more workers that are between the current minimum wage and $20 that'll get shifted along.
How do we break the cycle of no longer being a low-wage economy? If paying people at the bottom $20 isn't the answer, what is?
Improving productivity. It's the only thing that improves wages in the long run. I don't really see how a minimum wage increase does that except by disemploying the least productive, and I'm not sure that that's the intention.
Appreciate your time very much. Eric Crampton, who is the Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative.